People across the country today are marking the first anniversary of George Floyd's murder. In Minneapolis, they're gathering in George Floyd Square, the intersection where Floyd died after former police officer Derek Chauvin placed his knee on Floyd's neck. Last month, Chauvin was found guilty of murder by a jury. Over the weekend, Floyd's sister Bridget spoke at a rally alongside the Reverend Al Sharpton.
It has been a long year. It has been a painful year. It has been very frustrating for me and my family. For your life to change within a blink of an eye, I still don't know why.
Minnesota Public Radio reporter John Collins is in Minneapolis. John, first, what's the feeling there? How are residents feeling? What's the sense on the street? What's going on?
Sure. You know, right now it's really a kind of a feeling of celebration. You know, people are still coming off of the conviction of Derek Chauvin on three serious charges. But there is still a lot going on that's led to some uncertainty because we have Chauvin's sentencing coming up next month. The trial on federal civil rights charges against all four officers that were involved in July, and then next spring, the other three cops charged in Floyd's killing are going to go on trial in state court. So there's still a lot in the air, and of course, it's not only celebration, it's sadness and a sense of loss for Floyd's life.
Yeah. Well, and yesterday you attended a panel of family members whose loved ones have also been killed by police. It included the mothers of Oscar Grant, who was killed by a BART officer in the Bay Area, an officer who says he mistook his gun for a taser. Eric Garner, who died in a police chokehold during an attempt to arrest him in New York for selling single cigarettes. What were they calling for?
So legally, these families, they're calling for laws that reform policing and that make it easier to jail cops who kill someone. And a bill named in George Floyd's honor did pass the U.S. House, although the U.S. Senate hasn't yet voted on that. But even more than just those legal things, they're urging people not to take their foot off the pedal, that a conviction of Derek Chauvin is not enough, they say, when 1,000 people a year are killed by American police. And so they're telling the public it's not just about the big names that people know, George Floyd, Oscar Grant, but about those other 1,000 people and their lives and their families too.
And a need for more support for families impacted by police violence?
That's right. I mean, Katie Wright, she's the mother of Dante Wright, who a young black man who was shot and killed just last month during Chauvin's trial by a police officer in a suburb of the Twin Cities. And she told the crowd that activists and the community do need to get better about supporting grieving families. And sometimes, she said, it seems like people have their own motive, or they want some social media clout, or even they want to raise money off their loved ones. And she said that in her case, not once has someone just asked her, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah. Well, these family members also said that changing the law to curb police violence isn't easy. And we know that that's true in Minneapolis as well, that there was a move by some city council members to replace the police with a public safety agency. That's being debated. But even some black leaders have said, no, we need the police. So where does police reform in Minneapolis stand in the minute we have?
I mean, it's up in the air. In Minneapolis, the mayor has announced some policy changes to the police because he's in control of it. But there is, as you mentioned, a larger effort to change the city's charter, to get rid of the MPD and create a new Department of Public Safety. And voters are going to consider that question on their ballot in November. Mm-hmm. So it still is playing out in Minneapolis.
Yeah, we'll follow you following that story. A Minnesota Public Radio reporter, John Collins, in Minneapolis on this, the first anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. John, thank you.
Thank you.